they could have one monument sign shared for all the businesses, and then they could do like one of those door signs hanging over their individual doors in the business.
Yeah, so the code does cover that, and so if you have a door directly to that business, you get to put a sign above that door. Otherwise, the signs need to be spaced by 10 feet in distance, so they're not all clustered in one spot. So some businesses in that building, they don't have a door directly to them. The Grand Ring pretty much does. Mm-hmm. The Swiss Square doesn't have that. And so the idea is we spread the signs out a little bit, and so they're not all just in one spot. We also played around with some other ways of doing this, like doing the ratio based off how big the business was, or only the businesses the front the street get a sign on that side of the building, and that gets kind of unfair.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of issues with this, and this is what we ended up with in the end, is everybody can be on the monument sign, or that center might just, you know, I'll just say Springer Farms. Let's say it's Travis.
That's what I'm thinking of.
He could just do a Springer Farms sign on the monument, and then everybody inside could just have their own business sign above their door on the building. Or he could choose to have all of them on the monument sign, and then everybody could still have a sign above their business within the development. So there's kind of a choice there on how that would work. We just don't want it overbearing on the signage, and so we're trying to come up with a limit that still allows somebody to advertise but isn't overbearing. And so, and I'll go through some more examples of this.
Before I forget, I guess a window sign, like a painted window, wouldn't work because it's flat.
So we do cover window signs. This
okay.
code is very thick. I don't know, how many pages is this?
60.
It's pretty thick. Matter of fact, here it is right here. It's,
yeah.
I bet you won't have the biggest sign code in Utah.
42.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a code.
And we also looked at a lot of, we looked out of state too at sign codes in a lot of resort type towns, because we figured that they kind of have the signage that we're going for.
Right.
I mean, one of the reasons Midway looks so nice is because Heber takes all the chains and the box store, you know, and everything else too. They take a lot of the signage that we don't have to take, which is awfully nice of them.
Yeah.
But if we do get a chain restaurant, they'll have to fit this code.
Yeah.
That's how it works. The window signs, we limited
to
how much area somebody could use.
30% of the window area.
So you
can't block a whole door or a whole window with it. It can't be completely sight obstructed.
So if you had a window and you just have some lettering on it, as long
that's
as it's not 30% of the window.
And we did cover the very large properties like the Homestead and Southfield, because if really per the code as we've gone over, they would only be able to have one monument sign. So we've given a provision if somebody's got over 600 feet of frontage along the same road, they get another monument sign for every 600. And there's just a few properties in town that have that. Otherwise, you're really limiting them just to one monument sign. So we want to be a little more fair with that. So that's what this provision is giving.
Yeah.
And the two monument signs need to be at least 400 feet apart. And so they couldn't put both of them right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of some examples, and we're going to go over some direct examples. This is Midway Mercantile. This is one business on one property. And so it's just a single business advertising. And for example, a building has a front elevation that is 60 feet wide and 20 feet tall, and a side elevation that is 50 feet wide and 20 feet tall. So you times 60 by 20, you get 100, you get 1,200. Then the 50 by 20 is 1,000. So that 2,200 is divided in half, which gives you 1,100. Times that by 4% gives you 44 square feet. So that's their amount of sign area is 44 square feet. And then they get to choose from the menu item how they use that square footage on which signs. This, the Mercantile happens to be on a corner, but this one here, I think this example I just gave them too. So this is an interior lot. Based on the above example, the business would have a total of 44 square feet of permitted sign area. That could be divided among the allowed monument, wall, and projecting signs for the business. And so, for instance, again, 44 square feet, a business on a lot with one frontage could decide to have a 24 square foot monument sign and a 20 square foot wall sign, using their 44 square feet, but not going above the maximum size for either of those two types of signs. So that's how that would work. An example of a business on a corner, two frontages, so this would be the mercantile scenario. They get 44 square feet. The business could decide to have a 24 square foot monument sign on one frontage and an 8 square foot monument sign on the other frontage and a 12 square foot wall sign on one elevation of the building. So again, they get their overall square footage and decide how they're going to use that, but they can't go above what they're allowed signage wise or the maximum size for in any of those signs.
So they get the same total square footage, but they get one extra sign.
They get one extra sign, so they gotta make a tough decision. You know, you can't, they'd probably wanna put the larger sign where there's more traffic and a smaller sign on the side street. So this gives, it actually makes the applicant decide, hey, what's the best way for me to use my signage area?
Yeah.
They have to decide what's most effective for them instead of just automatically getting, you know, 32 square feet per frontage like our code is written right now. And so have to make a hard decision on that, which I think will probably make the signage more effective in town.
Could you go back to the picture of them?
Yeah.
So like, what's the sign in front that would be?
Yeah, so there's two signs on this building. First of all, there's the wall sign here that says Midway Mercantile, and then there's this blade sign right here that.
No, I'm talking about the one by the curb.
Oh, this thing here?
Yeah, where does that fall in? Is
that's
that going to...
That's
an A-frame, right?
That's an A-frame that
yes,
would no longer be allowed.
So we will say that is not allowed.
Right.
And they're putting that out every day, but it'll be...
That just stays there.
It'll go away. Okay.
I've never seen it moved.
Just want to make sure. That's what jumped out at me in the picture.
Yeah. No, I call that an A-frame.
Okay.
Yeah, that...
And in fact, it is on little metal... It is
this
almost
one.
Like an A-frame.
It's a hanging A-frame. It's
yes,
got an A-frame
exactly.
With a hanging
yeah.
sign.
Yeah, so let's say this new code language is adopted. This would go away. This would be fine. This would be fine. But they could add a sign on the side of the building if they wanted, or if they could fit it. This property really doesn't fit it, but you could have a monument sign on this side. So they'd only have three signs as a maximum for this business. Let's see, we went through those two. So here's the next example. Multiple businesses in one building. And
what's wrong with this picture?
Well, they do have a teardrop fly. But,
and an apron.
A lot of times they have inflatable things too.
Yes.
Yeah, people get creative, and it's nice to be creative, but we also want things to look a certain way in town. And I'm not saying this is a bad example by any means, but... And we're just trying to address the issues that we run into. So for example, an interior lot contains two buildings with a separate business in each building. A 24 square foot monument sign is allowed to be shared between the two businesses. So they get a monument sign. So that would be the shared monument sign there. And also, each business may have a sign on the structure where the business is located. The sign could only be one of the following. So they get to choose only one option, since hypothetically we're looking at an interior lot, not a corner lot. 16 square feet for a wall sign, 6 square feet for a hanging sign, or 6 square feet for a projecting sign. So again, they choose which one will work best in their scenario. If the business is closer to the road, projecting signs look really well. They look really good in their very effective. If the business is farther away, most likely they choose a wall sign. The businesses that are close to the road that use a wall sign, it's hard to see as somebody drives by what that business is. Even a pedestrian walking down the sidewalk has a hard time seeing the wall sign. So projecting signs actually look really good as long as they're not too big. But that's how this example would work for an interior lot. Now, two businesses and two separate structures are located on a corner lot with two frontages. That example is right here. So this would be, what was all that stuff in the barn? This is becoming the Dainty Pear. And
what is it?
The Dainty Pear.
Dainty Pear.
That sounds like a women's thing.
Yeah.
That's for dudes.
Dainty.
Dudes. What's the name of the other business?
Belshar
Home. Yeah.
So this is all one owner. And there's two businesses and two separate structures. So that's what we're describing with this.
And this is just one lot.
One lot.
Right.
One lot.
Okay.
separate structure located on a corner lot or a lot with two frontages. This property happens to have two frontages. Two 24 square foot monument signs are allowed to be shared between the two businesses. One monument sign is allowed to be located on each frontage, and the sign should be located a minimum of 50 feet apart. Also, each business may have a sign on the structure where the business is located. Sign could only be one of the following, so they choose what makes sense for them. So kind of going back to that picture, there could be a monument sign here, and then there could be a monument sign over off 200 West where the frontage is, and then each business could have a wall sign, you know, stating location of that business. So that's how that the code would work for this example.
So the light up sign that Bell Jar has in their window, that I think it just says open or closed, that would be go away.
So the open and closed
that's okay.
signs,
that's okay.
We're okay with those
These are
ones.
Inside.
Okay.
Those are the only lit signs that would really be allowed, because we're getting to where people are putting other like sayings that are lit.
Right. Or,
and
yeah.
Or even pictures that are lit. And we want to, the idea with this code is to get away from that and
okay.
just allow open and closed to be the lit signs.
And the little open sign goes away also, and the A-frame sign. You can't have a little by your driveway open sign.
Correct.
Correct.
That is
okay.
correct.
That
those
would,
wouldn't,
yeah.
those, now there are incidental signs that are allowed, like a direction sign within a development itself.
Keep off the rocks.
Keep off
is
the
that
rocks.
What that says?
Those types of things
enter
are
here,
allowed.
Exit here.
Yeah, those things
okay.
are allowed by the code, those incidental signs.
So what Katie was saying is like if you had a monument sign here instead of the horse, you could then do something like put open like a banner or something you described or sale or something like that?
They're putting, can we allow that? I guess we haven't really
it's
talked about that.
Right now,
it's not really in the code right now, but if you, when you leave here, if you look, I swear it's on.
Talking,
I'm pointing the other way, yeah. Yeah, other way, that way. You know, it's like a little red sign that says open, that it's almost hung as a, just a hanging side pennant on the side of the sign.
Yeah.
So they put that up every morning and take it down every afternoon?
Exactly.
Theoretically.
Okay.
And I'm not convinced that's the way to go, but that might be
and
something.
And I'm not convinced that they're doing that.
Might always be open 24 hours a day.
You know, I think the lighted open signs inside are helpful to see because you can see those at a distance and know if some place is open or closed.
Yeah, that's pretty
unless
standard.
Somebody's forgotten
okay.
to turn on or turn
okay.
off.
Yeah. So another question. We have the horse here, and over at Kringle's, they have the...
Kind of the sleigh.
Slay.
The sleigh, so...
I mean, those really aren't signs. They're kind of monuments.
So that's
so
fine. That does not
be,
that does not replace a monument,
well,
though.
Well, unless it had their name on it.
Yeah, if you have
then
wording
it
on
be,
it, that's a different story.
That okay.
Then it's probably a sign.
Okay, but the horse here
the horse
does
itself,
not take away from the monument.
Yeah, you
okay.
can still do that. And the sleigh, too, unless the sleigh maybe says, you know, Kringle's on it. That almost becomes a sign at that point.
Okay.
The
sideline or
just
like that.
Yeah. Filler
rips.
The joke. It's kind of like, you were like, oh, quiche. You're like really careful.
And one thing I will say is
thing,
a single
like,
business
it's like,
on its own lot, their wall size sign maximum is 24 square feet. We did limit when there's multiple businesses in a building or on a lot down to 16 because it becomes very busy if there's signs are too big. And so that's why it's proposed that way. It doesn't need to stay that way, but that's the way it's proposed. Let's see. So this is kind of the Springer Farms scenario where we've got if this is a commercial planned unit development, and most of these buildings are going to have more than one business. Haven is the one example where there's, I guess you could say there is another business in the upper floor of this, but this is really just one business, and this one has three commercial businesses. So we're trying to cover this scenario also where not only is there multiple businesses in the building, but there's multiple businesses within the commercial center. The planned unit development.
What?
So under this scenario, you would get a monument sign in front, have to be shared between the businesses. There's not enough frontage for two monument signs, so there'll only be one monument sign here. It could say just Springer Farms, or it could